WAMW News, news you want, people you know. With news on the WAMW Local News Podcast, I'm Jake Foster at the Dutch Pantry, Deli and Bakery Newsroom. Washington School Board heard about an innovative program preparing Washington students for tomorrow's jobs last night. The program works in collaboration with scientists and engineers from Crane Naval Base. As part of the report, Washington High School computer science teacher Matt Riney told the board members about the collaboration Washington students have with scientists at Crane. This is currently the only high school program of this nature in the area. Riney said that this week, representatives from Crane's trusted microelectronics division have been at the high school to help lead the computer science classes in authentic career-oriented projects.
So we've been really fortunate here at Washington High School because we've developed a partnership with the division up at Crane Naval Base, the trusted microelectronics division. All year, myself and some individuals from up at the base have been developing projects for our computer science students to complete.
The panel shared experiences in the workplace along with their educational background with high school students who may be interested in pursuing a career in STEM-related areas. Riney said the program is unique to Washington High School this year. A new scholarship opportunity is available for local kids. Base Community Action Agency is looking to sponsor several girls and boys for the STEM Camp Scholarship Program. Kids in Davies, Knox, Sullivan, and Greene counties are welcome to apply. Before filling out the application, students must specify which camp they are interested in attending. These scholarships are limited, so officials encourage those interested to apply early. To fill out an application, visit paceaa.org. Last night, Washington School Board heard about outstanding success at Washington School during a year when many schools are seeing a downturn in student success. The board learned that Lena Dunn's Math Bowl team placed second in state competition. The Washington High School Band's indoor percussion line placed third in state competition. And the board also learned from WHS teacher Matt Riney that the Washington High School's robotics team did well and placed sixth in their division against international competition.
Our first robotics team, Hatchet Robotics, that we have at the high school, we competed in the skills challenges for a first robotics competition. We were placed in an international group of 30 teams. These teams, some of them were from China. We had a few teams from Brazil, the country Brazil, and other places too, as well as the United States. And throughout all these challenges, we placed sixth in our division. And this is our first year competing too against all these veteran teams, so I think that's a pretty dang good job.
The board also heard that four Washington High School elementary schools scored exceptionally on the iRead tests. Washington Superintendent Dr. Dan Roach gave credit to teachers and students for doing so well in a year where several schools are struggling.
Well, as Mr. Frank reported earlier in the board meeting, during his 6 years at Washington, this has been the most successful set of scores with concerns to the iRead 3 kids that have tested. And surprising time and again, when everyone's concerned about learning loss and so forth, that we have not seen that in our buildings. We have seen at each of the four elementaries that the students have done quite well.
Roach said Washington's teachers deserve accolades for their dedication and work. In other business, Lisa Bushi was appointed WHS Guidance Secretary, and Madison Murphy was hired as an elementary teacher for the next school year. There are not a lot of details about the case against a Bedford police officer. The Indiana State Police arrested 38-year-old Jeremy Crane on Wednesday. He's facing one count of false reporting and one count of obstruction of justice. Investigators say the case stems from questions about how Crane handled evidence in a case from last October. Legislators have overridden Governor Holcomb's veto of a bill allowing them to call themselves back into session in an emergency. The bill would allow the 16-member legislative council to bring legislators back to review a governor's actions under a state of emergency. Last year, a statewide lockdown due to the accelerating coronavirus pandemic began less than 2 weeks after legislators adjourned for the year. The General Assembly didn't return to the State House for 8 months. Holcomb has hinted at a possible court challenge to the bill. And 8 people were killed when a man walked into the FedEx facility at an Indianapolis International Airport late Thursday night and started shooting. More from Network Indiana.
Jeremiah Miller was getting ready to work another shift Thursday night, eating lunch with his coworkers. He heard the gunshot shortly after 11.
We hear two gunshots, and we think it's a car. a muffler, and then so we ignore it. We hear three shots after that.
He tells Wish TV that's when they got a little more concerned.
This made me stand up and actually look at the entrance door, and I saw a man with a submachine gun of some sort, an automatic rifle.
Miller says the man was shooting into the open. Miller ducked down, scared, but they were eventually able to get out. The shooter later took his own life. Congressman Andre Carson saying on Twitter this morning he's heartbroken by the mass shooting, saying that he's praying for all affected by it. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
And Senator Todd Young believes the United States is in a space race, except this new race has to do with technology and making sure the U.S. stays ahead of China in that regard. Young is pushing his Endless Frontier Act before lawmakers on Capitol Hill. It would bolster U.S. leadership in critical technologies through fundamental research in artificial intelligence, high-performance computing, and advanced manufacturing. The bill would pump money into programs at major colleges and universities throughout the U.S., to invest in education surrounding these emerging technologies. Davies County Arrest Report. 30-year-old Soham Bossi of Bloomington was arrested on Thursday and charged with resisting law enforcement with a vehicle. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center. No bond was set. 37-year-old Shannon Ellis of Elnora was arrested on a warrant Thursday on a petition to revoke a suspended sentence. She was booked into the Davies County Jail on a $25,000 bond. And 49-year-old William Fox of Washington was arrested on Thursday and charged with domestic battery. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center. No bond was set. Obituaries. Maggie Marcella Leach of Odin passed away on Wednesday. Funeral services will be at 12 noon on Monday, April 19th at Ming Family Funeral Home in Odin. Family and friends may call from 10 a.m. until the time of service at noon on Monday at the funeral home. Maggie Leach was 93. And that's news here on WAMW.